Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Ice Cold Widow. And this is my AMA story, I guess. My fiance, Isoladach, he signed up for the AMA and I was like, I want to do it too. So I did. And we actually are both up this week. So I'll probably be corny and link a link to his AMA. But yeah, let me start with the questions. Gate of Ivory asked three questions. Question number one by Gate of Ivory. What is a better place for sex? Cabin in the mountains in a snowstorm or cabana on a tropical beach? I hope I actually said cabana right. Cabin in the mountains in a snowstorm. Because actually, that's actually ridiculously fun to say. Oh no. and I will say that because sand everywhere when you have a pussy is annoying as fuck. And it gets everywhere. And I just, Question two by Gate of Ivory is, you are granted the traditional slate of superhero powers. Example, flight, super strength, bullets bouncing off your skin, etc. Do you use your powers to get cats from trees, or does Earth have a new empress? I don't think I'd be dumb enough to think that I could rule the world. I think a lot of people think they could rule the world in a way that would make it better. But I'm not dumb enough to think like that. So I'll be in like neighborhood / citywide fucking superhero person, I guess, saving cats from trees and helping old women across the street. Did I have to pick a superpower, or like is it just all of them? I'm going with all of them because I'm fucking greedy as shit. Okay, question number three by Gate of Ivory is, you and a partner have a length of rope. Which one of you is getting tied up, and why would they be, would they be freestanding or tied to something, and what would happen to them? Tied up one is me. I'm getting tied up. I will enjoy it. I don't care if I'm standing or laying. I prefer laying because there's this awful moment when you, well, wonderful awful moment when your legs start to give way. And you're just like, no, fuck my legs, why you hate me? And I feel like that can or cannot add to the scene. And what would happen to me? Hopefully I'd be getting fucked senseless. Little Mako asked three questions. Hi, Little Mako. And Little Mako asked, yeah, three questions. Did I say that? First question, describe your perfect first date or wedding. Does that count as a question? Fuck yes, it counts as a question. And as I warned Little Mako when she asked me this question, I am about to get married in September. So, fuck yes. This is rambles. All the rambles are going to happen right now. So, my perfect wedding. Honestly, okay, so when I was little, I guess I was like more of a stereotypical girl when I was little, and I was like, I want to be a princess with the big poofy dress and big poofy hair. Well, not big poofy hair, because when I was little, I was like, I want to have bone straight hair. Yeah, and now I have an afro. Boom. and like all the makeup and all the big fucking, like, I don't even know if I like thought about the ceremony nearly as much as I thought about like the, my brain just went completely and totally to shit. After party. Fucking reception. Fucking reception. God damn it. But, I don't feel like I thought about the reception. I feel like I thought about the reception more than I did the ceremony, but regardless, I just imagined it, like, huge. Like, fucking ginormous. And, I guess more or less, obviously, like, just about everything else when you're little, you don't think about the money. You're just like, I have this big fucking dream and I'm gonna make it happen. But now that I'm older and now that I'm getting married, money is very much a thing. But even like with money aside, I'd be very happy getting eloped or being eloped. whatever. Or eloping. Yes, I feel like that's the right way. I'd be very happy eloping. Simply because I've gotten to a point in my life where the wedding for me isn't like what's really important. I feel like especially too often in Western culture we make the wedding seem like this big fucking huge thing, but we don't really, like, or at least for a while we did, In my opinion, obviously. And we didn't really know how to deal with relationships or conflict or like the marriage. And I'm at a point where I'd be okay eloping because I don't like the wedding is great, but my marriage is what I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, I get to have like a nonstop party with my best friend. Like, fuck. Oh, Little Mako, you just unboxed rambles. Question number two by Little Mako. If you were any fictional character, who would you be and why? I don't actually know. I feel like I could say what fictional books I'd want to be in or TV shows I want to be in. I guess I'll go for a fictional character and I'll say Claudia on Warehouse 13. Yes, I'm aware that that TV show has been canceled. And I think I'd go for her because she was really quirky. And I don't think she understood how much she was worth to the team as a whole. And she was really fun and like sexy, but like not like in a nasty way. I don't know. She's just fucking amazing, kick-ass, badass, like wanted to be everything and really cool. So, yeah. Yay. What's my favorite ice cream flavor? Also by Little Mako. Okay, if we go traditional ice cream, like, okay, traditional American ice cream. I like chocolate chip or chocolate chip cookie dough. For Ben and Jerry's, I like fish food. And for Shadow, what's it called? For gelato, I like stracciatella and strawberry. And yeah, so the reason I give you all those is because I feel like those are all very different kinds of, like they're all technically ice cream, but they're not. And I feel like Ben and Jerry's deserves its own complete and total fucking categorization because Ben and fucking Jerry's, man. My fiance asked me, shit, fucking six questions? Okay. His first question is, which of us is a better singer and why is it me? I love when you sing to me, babe. I'm not gonna say who's a better singer because then one of us is gonna stop singing and/or get all salty, and salty singing isn't fun, or salty not singing isn't fun. I don't want either of us to go on a singing strike, so no. Question number two: who is the best doctor and why? This is why I'm marrying this man. I fucking love him. He doesn't even watch Doctor Who. He like knows nothing about Doctor Who except for what I've told him or what he's watched my friends and I fangirl over concerning Doctor Who. But he asks me Doctor Who questions, and this is why I fucking love him. And like, he knows a little bit though. Who's the best doctor? I love Tennant. One being that Tennant is a sexy beast, and I don't know. To me, he was just the perfect balance of heartless and compassionate. Like I feel like with Tennant or with Eccleston, so Nine, he was way too goofy, or not. Well, he was goofy and yet like depressing, a little bit. And then Matt Smith was just full out kid, who had like little pouty stern moments to me. But I will admit, I need to rewatch Eccleston because I haven't. I will admit, when I rewatched Matt Smith, and I wasn't so fucking bitter about Tennant leaving, I was a lot better able to appreciate Smith as an actor and Eleven as a doctor. I still love Tennant though, for fuck's sake. Question number three by Soledad. You have to face either a Dalek or a weeping angel, and neither are particularly friendly. What do? Fuck's sakes, babe. I'm picking weeping angel because at least I stand a little bit of a chance. Because as long as I stare at it, I'm fine. And if you guys happen to hear airplanes, it's because I live like right by a fucking airport. So suck it the fuck up. I can't control the airplanes. Like I feel like there's the people that live in high traffic areas that can relate to my situation. Like you can't control it. Like you can't control when someone's gonna honk, when cars are gonna go by, like none of it. Like unless you only no, because planes go at all times, but whatever. Because I was gonna say if you do it late at night, but I mean people gonna do what they're gonna do. But yeah, Weeping Angel, Because at least I can stare at it. And if I can trap. Well, okay. If you go by Tennant's Weeping Angels, I'm set. If you go by Matt Smith's Weeping Angels, I'm. No spoilers, but like, I'm fucked. So I'm going with Tennant's, like, the original Weeping Angels. And I'ma stare at the bitch. And then I'ma get a hammer. And I'ma smash the bitch to pieces. Because that's something I never understood. I'm like, why are we not just taking huge ass hammers to these things and bashing them into pieces? All cats turn into dogs or vice versa. Cats into dogs because fucking dogs. Like, oh, well, yeah, because there are at least some dogs that are hypoallergenic. Yawn. Okay. I'm tired, guys. I partied last night. Widow partied. But I'd rather all the dogs turn in, or cats turn into the dogs because I like dogs. And I love cats, but dogs, because dogs. Which of my bromosexual guy friends do you think I would be happiest with? I didn't even know bromosexual was a thing, like, until right about when he asked me this question. And then this just became a thing, and it was everywhere. To which Mage Quit actually commented in reply, I already know the answer to number 5, bat's eyelashes. So I'm gonna put a bunch of people on blast right now. I'm gonna have to look back and take notes so I can, like, tag everyone in here so I can get all their opinions. Mage Quit would be a very wonderful bromosexual, like, bromance to watch, because, like, shit, yes. But then there's also Krimmy Krim, or Shralala, as I like to call him. Avalon, or Everdistant Utopia, and Suits and Lies. And I think I'm going to say it's a tie between Suits and Lies and Shra. Because, yeah, I'm not just. Or can we just watch them all go at each other and have a threesome and all the sexiness? Just, can I just be, like, can I just get popcorn and maybe a vibrator and just watch the sexiness that would results from the three of them being in a room alone together. Just saying. Last question by Soledad. You can have one celebrity be in your bridal party. Who dat? Shit. I think I'm gonna say. Shit. I don't know. Cause, like, I don't know. Like, part of my brain wants to go, like, Miley Cyrus or Demi Lovato or someone like that. I guess I'll say Demi Lovato because she's my girl crush and I girl crush all in her so hard because she was going through rehab and shit right about the time when I was going through my own stage. And so, like, she's real. And you gotta love real people. Mage Quit asks me a question. Who do you think is the prettiest guy on Reddit who is British and whose username rhymes with Rage Quit? Is there someone on here, like, that has, like, waves hit, like, the ocean shore or something in their name? I don't know. Love you, Mage. Seriously, though. Serious pants are on. What is one question you've always wanted to ask about a sexual topic but have been too reserved to ask? I'm not sure there is one. Simply because I think there are questions I've been too reserved to ask of specific people, but not completely too reserved to ask. And the reason I will say in front of certain people is, generally speaking, I live in Germany. I'm American, but I live in Germany. So there's and I'm in a, like, military community. So there's, like, three different cultures that go along with this. And I find that, generally speaking, when talking to an American, everything you say sexually must mean you want to bone a person or bone a certain thing. Or, like, if I'm with Izzo right now and I make a comment about, like, say, fucking shit, miss, yes, oh, tag Miss later. But if I were to make a sexual comment about Miss, they would think, oh, you're a cheater, or like you're cheating in your brain because you want to fuck Miss. It's like, no, like, I'm not. I can ask very objectively, scientifically things, or like, I can ask guys, like, if guys say, oh, I'm like circumcised or uncircumcised, I can very objectively ask questions about their dick without wanting their dick, because that's just how I feel like the culture here in Europe very much is, where like we just talk about shit because it's like, oh look, it's a penis, and like that's it. Like it's a part of your body. And I feel like America, as much as they try to make themselves seem like try to portray in the media that they're fine with everything sexually, I don't. Anyways, too much deep. No, actually, lie. No, never too much deep, but just too much deep for AMA, because I don't want to make this too long and like make you guys not want to listen, because rambles. So I don't know that there's a question I've always wanted to ask about sexual topic. I don't know. I think I've asked everything. Like, okay, some of the questions I know I was at one point too reserved to ask were things like whether or not guys were uncircumcised, how they felt about sex, what things are attractive during sex, things like that. I think, okay, yeah, I guess to some extent I still am afraid to not even ask like that, but like bleh, all the likes. I'm getting nervous. Not so much asking them what they find attractive during sex, because I'm obviously not going to fuck them. But more of a, I find it nerve-wracking to ask them what they find attractive in audios, or if they like my audios, or things like that, I guess. And I do both NSFW and SFW stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Dicks are weird, and pussies are. Smell weird, can smell weird, everything, all the parts are weird, but you gotta love them anyways. Moulin Rouge asked, at end of the world, you can only pick three items to save from nuclear fallout, and none of them can be people. What do you save? For this question, I'm going to assume that all the people are already safe, otherwise I'm going to just kill myself. What do I save? Hair products. I'm gonna pick one hair product and save it. Because I guess I'll use shampoo, no, conditioner. Conditioner. I'll just like one of those like cleansing conditioner thingies so that I can wash my hair, but it won't be like dry, because I take hygiene very seriously and I can use that everywhere. Like if I were to get one of those really big fucking bottles, I could use that on my underarms. You're not technically supposed to use soap on your genitals anyways, or at least on your inside the lips of your pussy anyways, so I'm safe. All I need is clean water, which is the second thing I will do, because if it's nuclear, I'm guessing that there's going to be fucking radiation, so I'm going to get like water, like one of those big ass Culligan water shits. And a stuffed animal, because fuck little needs stuffed animals. Fierce Aphrodite asked me three questions. First, why don't you or why won't you sing Young and Beautiful to me? I did sing it and it was hard, and I wouldn't sing it and I probably won't sing it again, because you do much better at it than I do, and I don't like not being great at things, so suck it. I love you, Bubbles. Question number two, will you and Izzo adopt me? Fuck yes, I thought we already did. What is this? Do we just have to fill out the paperwork? Did the paperwork get lost in the mail? We will resend the paperwork and you shall be adopted. Yes, and can I come to the wedding? If you're our child, you better be at the fucking wedding. None of this weird teenager shit where it's like, I don't wanna go. You're going to the wedding. I'm being weird as fuck now, but that's okay, because my friends love me for it. Lame Lunier asked, I feel like I did that wrong, and that's okay because he can chew my head off later. Why am I your favorite child? I'm gonna kind of skip and go to Kim Sojin's princess, Lexi. Fucking Lexi asked, how are you gonna break it to Lame Lunier that I am obviously the favorite child? I'm gonna go back to all her other questions in a minute, but I don't have favorite children. I may have favorite children in a moment, like in a given moment, but I don't have favorite children. I love all of you, and you're all wonderful and beautiful, and I'm so blessed that I'm able to have all of you be family, so yay, no favorites. But with that aside, my favorite child is food because she, like food. Come on. Vampire Wisdom asked me three questions. Question one, what do you feel your purpose? What do you feel is your purpose in life, and how did you come to that realization? I don't know. As far as like a career, what my purpose in life is. But I do know that I enjoy making people happy and loving them. Not even making them happy, but loving them. So like as a career, I have no fucking clue, but as a person, I feel as though my job is to love people. And I hope I'm good at that because I don't know. How did I come to the realization? When I was a kid, I was an outcast because I was black, because my hair was different, because I was stronger, because I was bigger, because whatever. Like, pick something and I got picked on for it. Kids are cruel. And growing up like that, and growing up as someone that I didn't feel like I got many second chances from those around me, so I decided I wanted to love people as much as I could and give them as many second chances as I could. And that has bitten me in the ass several times. Especially now that I'm engaged, it's gotten worse because for whatever fucking reason, people decide, blah. Okay, I'm going to get back into that in like two questions of Vampire Wisdom because she asked something else. But just people are dicks, and I wanted to love people because, and I kind of realized in the middle of people being dicks that I didn't want to be a dick like everybody else, and I wanted to love people and make them feel special and needed because they are. Okay. You've just won some crazy rollover lottery and are the sole recipient of $1 billion. Describe how you would go from your initial reaction, how that would go from your initial reaction to how you spend the money and who, if anyone, you would share it with. This may be tied to and or answered with the last question. Sorry, Vampire, I tied the first question and the last question together. Fuck it. A soul reaction would probably be like, what? Huh? What? Fuck? What? Second reaction, after the shock and maybe crying, no, probably crying, I'd probably pay the taxes on it, and people don't actually think about that a lot. They're just like, holy shit, I got $1 billion, but apparently you're actually supposed to pay taxes on it. So I'd probably pay taxes on it before I spent any of it, and then when I have what's left over, I'm sharing it with Izzo, cause he'd be my hubby, and I'm probably gonna buy a house, because houses. So I'm probably gonna buy a house and two dogs and the snake that we want, and a kitty. So I'm getting a house, two dogs, a cat, and a kitty, or a cat and a fucking snake. Shit. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sharing it with my husband. Last question by Vampire Wisdom. What is your favorite personality trait in yourself, and what is your least favorite? Answer the same for other people. And she says she's interested to see if they're the same ones. And I later asked her, do you mean the personality traits of the people? Do you mean the personality traits of the people around me that I love and hate? So basically, does she want me to describe things and people around me that I love and or hate? And she said yes. So, my favorite personality trait in myself is that I love people and that I'm willing to give them more than one chance, and that even when people tell me that that person's fucked up and that I should leave them alone and that I'd be better off without them in my lives, I still give them a chance and I still try to love them. But that may or may not tie into my least favorite personality trait within myself, which is I'm naive and I trust people way too easily. And people will hurt me again and again and again and again. And like the stupid little kid in my brain that I am, I will crawl back because all I want to do is love them. And I've convinced myself somewhere along the years that it's not their fault, it's my fault, and I did something wrong, and I must be doing something to deserve them hating me, or to deserve them hurting me, or to deserve them leaving me behind in the dust by myself. So yeah, I guess that's my least favorite attribute, is that I'm naive, like a little kid. But I've been told that that's a beautiful thing, so that I can love and trust people, so I'm trying to believe that, I guess. answer the same for other people. I don't know what my favorite attribute in people is. I guess when they're genuine and or honest. I'll say genuine. I feel like I was in the States for about 3 semesters. And one of the things I hated the most, I know this is not the one I hate, the attribute I hate the most, but something that hurt and made me go through more culture shock and more feeling alone than anything else was the fact that, when people asked me, how are you doing, they didn't actually mean, how are you doing, they were just kind of saying it to pass time, and that's hard. Because here, it's like when someone asks, how are you doing, they mean, how are you doing? And they want to know. And they want all the dirty details. So if you have a UTI, they want to know that you have that UTI. And, like, I'm Christian, so they will pray for that UTI, you know? but there's, like, they didn't want to know anything. And then and it felt like they'd say, oh, yeah, we'll meet up, or yeah, I'll do this for you. But when it came down to it, they just weren't there, so... Even if it's negative or positive, I'd rather someone be genuine. And my least favorite personality type, I guess, goes along with the being naive, as well as the my need to love people, which is I fucking hate people that take advantage of people that are just genuinely sweet, and I'm not trying to, boost, stroke my own ego, so to speak. But when you have those people in life, they're just loving and kind and just want nothing more than to love people. And you see that and you take advantage of that. And like I had a situation, I guess January, February-ish, where someone did this to a bunch of, or multiple people that actually did this to me and to other people in the different online community, chat room, things I'm in, where they just... decided this person's genuinely nice and sweet and will probably believe me, let me just lie to them and build them up just to tear them down later. So I guess my least favorite bullies, to be as stupid and childish as possible. I hate bullies. Lighter notes. Lexi asked me, which is Kim Sojun's princess, asked me, I already did the favorite child thing. Answer again. I don't have favorite children because they love you all. Second question by Lexi. What's your go-to shower song? I have go-to shower albums. Lately, I've had a couple of songs stuck in my head that I've also sung in the shower, like fucking Young and Beautiful, and I know I'm not the only one, by Sam Smith. Young and Beautiful is by Lana Del Rey. Damn You're Such A, I can't remember who the fuck that's by right now, but it's really fucking good, and I guess Damn You're Such A is really, really my go-to song right now, because it's stuck in my head all the fucking time, so I sing it. That's not even just my shower song, that's like my life song right now. What Hogwarts house would you say you're in? I'm about to lose like all my friends. I've never read or seen Harry Potter. As I stated earlier, I am Christian, and when I was younger, my parents were like, well, my mom, namely, was like, no, I don't want you to read about witchcraft and see witchcraft. Nah. And, so I didn't, but I will tell you what Camp Half-Blood cabin I think I'd be in, and I think I'd probably be in Athena. And it's funny because I actually took quizzes in preparation, and the highest scores I got were Athena, Aphrodite, and fucking, yeah, pretty much them, but Athena, because I feel like I'm more Athena. And like, for me, I have a love-hate relationship with spiders. Like, I look at them and go, oh, that's cute when it's way over there. If it's bigger than a certain size, I flip my shit. And if it's inside my house, like, I have like this rule with insects in general. If you're outside the house, I'll generally leave your ass alone. Like, this is your territory. I will just try my best to avoid you. If you're in my fucking house, like, I will murder you. Like, shit. Like, I felt a little bad. I saw, a spider on the wall, and it couldn't have been bigger than, like, a dime. But I saw it, and I went and got our, fly spray that we use to kill flies, and I sprayed it because it was up too high for me to hit it. And it like got drunk or loopy or something, and it started just slowly like hanging down, like falling, like almost kind of like slipping down its web spindle, I guess, that it was starting to like that was hanging from. And then when it got low enough, I squished it and killed it, and I felt bad. But I mean, whatever. It was in my house. Like, I shit, leave me alone. Last question by Lexi. What gift should I bring to your wedding? And I am bringing a gift, dude. You can't fight me. Or, well, I can fight her, but apparently she'll win on this. What gift should you bring? I don't know. Fucking cupcakes? I don't know. If we hang out before the wedding, like if we get time to hang out before the wedding, take shit tons of pictures and then put them in a photo album. Or something. That'll make me happy. There you go. Bam. Did it. Shadow Obsidian asked me a shit ton of questions. And I love her for it. Because, well, I love her anyways. But I love her for it. Shadow's first question. If you were able to visit any place on Earth just once, where would it be and why? Australia. Because I really want to go, but it's super expensive. But I've always wanted to. Like, see it and see the weather and see everything. That or New Zealand. Yes, I understand that they're two completely different places, that they're relatively different, however, comma, whichever one I could go to, like, whatever, just one of them. And no, New Zealand, because it's, I feel like it has more mountains and shit to hike and stuff, so yes. And as I said earlier, much, much earlier, I'm not much of a beach person. Question number two. If you've gained the ability to master two new languages, what are they and why those two languages? I would probably master Irish Gaelic and Spanish, I guess. No, not Spanish. I feel like Spanish is cheesy. Yeah, I'll just say Spanish. And I'll say those two because Spanish, a lot of America is Hispanic inhabited. And I feel like it would be nice to be able to communicate with another part of America. And Irish Gaelic, because Izzo speaks it, and I want to be able to speak it. And I know he can, he's not mastery level in it, but it would still be nice to be able to speak more Gaelic with him and stuff and have like secret conversations. Question three. A stranger shows you two books. One is filled with everything said about you, good and bad, behind your back. The other is filled with every lie ever told to you or about you. You can only pick one. Which do you pick and why? Shit. So I actually thought about this one a lot. And I think I'd rather choose. Actually, I'm gonna switch my answer from what I think I was gonna say, and I think I'm gonna say everything about me, good and bad, behind my back. And the reason for that is like, I can't go back and change the lies. Like I can never go back and change like lies, you know? But if people have said bad things about me behind my back, and there's some truth to them, then I feel like I could use those things to become a better person. And I could use the good things to know that people actually like that thing about me and keep going or make it even better. Question four, a tattoo that you really want and where do you want to put it on your body? I like there's a dandelion pic dandelion tattoo I like, where some of the seeds are flying off and they turn into birds. And I wanted to get that. I also want to get a potato. I want to get that on my shoulder, going on to, or yeah, I get that on the back of my shoulder, going on to my arm, or, excuse me, right by my collarbone, flying up to my arm. Or I want a potato on like my pulse wrist area because Izzo is Irish and he's my little potato. If you could make one part of your body malleable and or interchangeable at will, which part would it be and why? Boobs, and I'd make them smaller probably half the time because they hurt. Like fucking flat-chested bitches don't even know. They're like, oh, I want boobs. I'm like, yes, you want like C cups. B's or C's are great. Once you get to like, I'm an F cup, that shit hurts and it's painful and it's no longer like, yes, they're fun, like as far as they fill out dresses really nice. Nice, very nicely. English. I can English. But they're painful, man. Like they're just pain. And I don't see a need for it. A dream pet. Puppy. I want a pit bull. I want to rescue a pit bull from Villalobos Rescue Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dream puppy. Dream pet. There you go. Cat-sized dragon or dog-sized griffin. I'm going for a dog-sized griffin because there are some big-ass dogs out there. And so I'm going to have me a griffin. Plus my dragon would just steal all my shiny shit. And I like, nah, my shiny shit. Only one of us can collect my shiny shit. And that's me, bitch. Favorite song from your childhood? I listened to a shit ton of Disney when I was a kid. So I'm not actually sure. I think, depending on how old I was, I know I loved, Princess Diaries 2. I think it's like Love Me Tender. Yeah. I loved that, and I wanted that to be the song that I slow danced to when I was younger, because it was just such a sweet song. Yeah. What used to be your favorite color? Why wasn't? Why isn't anymore? I have multiple favorite colors. My favorite color used to be black. It still is black. I also used to like red. It still is really dark red. But my favorite color is purple because purple's just pretty, and I love black and red still. And they're just not. I just don't like. I don't love them. I don't necessarily love them less. They're just not on the top favorite. I guess that means I do love them less. I don't know, because they're dark, and I love dark colors, but like purple, like there's all different shades of purple. So I can wear purple no matter what mood I'm in. Lip kisses or neck kisses? God damn it, Sam. Lip kisses, because I love lip kisses. If I could never kiss Izzo on the lips again, I think I would cry, because there's something about lip kisses that make me very happy. Soft hair or soft skin? Soft skin. Because hair can be made bearable, I guess, even if it's not super soft. But rough skin is no fun to cuddle with, and I'm a cuddle bear, so I need skin to be soft. That's just a mandatory thing. If you could meet and talk to any person in the world, living or dead, who would it be and why, and what would you talk about? Shit. I didn't actually think about this question. I don't actually know. Because there are so many people in the world that make such a difference concerning how the world is in terms of women's rights, in terms of black people's rights, in terms of like younger people's rights, in terms of like everything. Like how America is, how the world is. So I don't know, because there's so many things that you can learn, and I feel like it's really hard to pick one thing. God damn it, Sam. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. No fucking clue. Closeted Whisperer is the last one that asked me questions, and he asked me, "How's your day been?" My day's been pretty fucking great. I woke up with deep voice because I went drinking last night, and there was loud karaoke. So I was singing super loud, and then I was screaming about other people singing really loud. So when I woke up this morning, my voice was fucked. Yeah. And then I got to see a puppy because, well, not a puppy, the dog is like 5. But I'm gonna be watching a dog over Memorial Day weekend. So I got to go meet that dog today, and she's fucking adorable. And her name is Onyx, for you people that are probably gonna ask what her name is. Fuck, marry, kill, memes version. I'm gonna stop right there. Because I don't know memes. I don't have memes. I don't do memes, really. I mean, like, I've seen memes, and I can laugh at memes, but I don't have time to, like, memorize all of them and shit. I'm too busy planning my wedding. I'm being such a bitch, I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't really have favorite memes. Do your best seagull impression, please. I'm good. Thanks, but no thanks, bruh. But I love you. Okay, that's it. Wow, all the rambles. I did say that I would do my best assist to entertain, excite, thrill, and ramble, so I at least got through one of those. So I'm proud of myself. Alrighty, if you guys have questions on the questions I answered, or I don't know, if you guys want to tell me that you enjoyed it, comment below. And yeah, I love you guys. Bye bye.